The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I forgot about this song.
I've not heard this song forever. I know. It was Robert O'Keefe, right?
Chris LeDoux.
Oh, it's Chris LeDoux?
Yeah. I had a buddy that loved this song way back in the day.
I tell you what, to the men or women that do Copenhagen, y'all hardcore. I mean, you just are.
The smell of it is just horrendous if you're sitting next to somebody chewing.
That was top notch. Like, I don't say top notch, but that's like, you know, the upper echelon of hardcore, like you said.
I mean, it's powder, and it's like, oh, I just. Ugh. Oh, I just couldn't do it.
Skull was one I tried, but I didn't do it right.
Oh. I hear that, and I'm like the hood rats they show online where, you know, the guys will ride by and say, I need to get $12. I need to pay my power bill. This isn't her licking her gums. He's like, come on, do you really need the $12 for your power bill? She's like, I need that hard stuff.
Let me get a dollar, man. They just say dollar. Let me get a dollar.
What's wrong with that dollar?
And then you give like, okay, like here's like $4, you know. Or here's a $3 bill with jugs face on it, a jug buck. Like,
a jug buck.
Man, I appreciate that, but can I get a little more? Because this ain't enough, you know what I mean? Let me get a dollar.
Just sitting there licking her like... You're going to lick him teeth off.
I wanted to be like Diddy and so like your dad and say, look, I'll buy you a sandwich, but I'm not going to give you the cash. Man, I just ate. Can I just get a dollar?
or it'll be like, especially if you're getting gas. Man, me and my wife and kids were from out of town. We need $8.12.
Oh, yeah, something specific.
Like, I would. I'd like to go get the $8 and then go to the
just hand it to
the
them.
Change and just find exactly the 12 cents. I found your $8.12 right here.
I had a guy walk up to me and goes, look, I never do this. I'm like, okay. If you start it with that, then you always do it.
Yeah.
You hobo.
Yeah.
Especially you, the higher child actors, to stand with you on the road.
Or
crisis actors.
Or plush animals that are laying there. You've got some of those real pets laying there. Remember that one? That
my dog.
I took a picture of it. It wasn't a real dog. It was like some plush animal sitting there to make you think it was a real animal.
Yeah. Man, my dog needs to eat. He's got a button to make him bark. Let me get my little clicker here, man. Let me get a dollar.
Look at this. I brought in a show and tell.
The fact that you could eat... That's another question.
I didn't ask.
Good.
I did not ask.
That's exactly what I would have done. Look at that.
Oh, how pretty.
That's the nicest paperweight I've ever seen, by God. And I know that's what you're legally supposed to call bongs in this state.
A paperweight?
Yep.
Yes. The presented... Oh, see, now I need to... They make it so tiny on here.
Smaller than I thought it'd be, but it's long. It's small and long.
It's money pretty. Tall like Jordan.
Got your attention,
from
ladies.
The South Carolina Broadcasters Association, the MSCBA. It sounds like a bank.
It really
but
does.
Anyway.
Corporate sponsor of the award.
2025 Star Award, Award of Merit, Radio Show of the Year. It's the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, boys.
The whole state of South Carolina. And it took, 22 years.
Submission after
for
submission.
This, for morning show of the year. We've gotten these...
other ones, yeah.
Yeah, but it was for a commercial. I had no hand in any of that, so I don't care. I mean, like, personally, like, this right here is, like...
We should be eligible for Tennessee, too.
Dude, I know. Is there a Tennessee Broadcasting Association? They don't have to pay taxes, so maybe, maybe not.
I want to hold it. Pass that sucker around.
Well, and that's the other funny thing is they put our names on there.
I'm on there, too. Get the...
I'm as surprised as you are. Let me see.
I'm surprised you're on here.
That's a shoot because...
It doesn't say say Jeremy. It says Fat Boy.
Some people win them for commercials.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know... Some people used to win for commercials that, like, they didn't have anything to do with.
Pass it around to Goober Lips.
He's out today, so I'll take it.
Oh, no, just hand it that way.
Yeah, like. Oh.
It's got some weight to it.
Yeah, it does, man. This is nice. Yeah, god dang it. I want to throw it against the
wall. I know, they misspelled your name. I knew you wouldn't like. They didn't misspell it. It says Fat Boy, but Fat Boy, he despises when people make it one word. Almost like I despise when they make Mat Man two words. It's the opposite. You're absolutely right.
It's two words. It's a capital F and a capital B.
Always has been.
This is together.
Yeah. So they give three people one award.
I know.
It's like when Peter, Paul, and Mary won the Grammy. Like, who got the little thing? Put it, like, we'll put it on a shelf in here or something.
Yeah, let's keep it in here.
Well, I was going to ask what you're going to do with it.
You put it over there by the Rise Guys.
Yeah, well.
That's us. Oh, the sign.
Like, here's the thing. We put it in the office. Nobody's going to see it because we don't go to the office that much.
I know. Yeah, I went to the office the other day, and there was, like, pictures in there that the light in the office had faded. I hadn't been in there in so long.
But if we put it in here, not a whole, like a few more people will see it, but not a whole lot more is going to see it.
Well, I want to keep it here, in here.
Yeah. And, yeah, well,
especially we have guests.
Yeah.
We have guests. We'll have it sitting right here. So they can
see it. Okay. I don't know if you wanted a corner shelf for it, if you want to put it beside the school calendar that's up here for some reason.
That's good.
Like, there's only one school district in the state, so I guess that's kind of
cool.
Put
it over there by Jeremy Clements.
What is that? He's not in here either. I have to point that out for Paige. She doesn't realize people can't see.
He's got
There's a bobblehead of Jeremy Clements. Also, Ken Griffey Jr.'s not in here.
No. I kind of wish he was. I'd ask him, you
there's
know.
There's Carl Rob.
Carl Rob Bannon, you see, when we do videos.
Put it over by Carl Rob.
We'll make a little shelf for it, maybe. Like, it should be presented, illuminated. That whole thing.
We'll get some of the those little, you know how people do it with their pop vinyls and stuff. Put a little light on it. You know, those little things.
Like
it's seen on Amazon.
Yeah. But it's probably a little overkill.
Some backlighting.
Something. Like, people need to see it when they walk in. What if we tape it to the damn flickering light up here that for some reason is going to give everybody a seizure?
I had to ask you to turn that away from me because it was like flickering. And I was like, oh, it's messing with me. It's messing with me.
I was told not to touch it up there because I know a little bit about electricity, but, you know, certain people are like, that could electrocute you to death if you touch it. I'm like,
electrocute
really?
You to death?
220 volts,
they just
I
need to change the bulb. Obviously, that one's going out.
So let me explain. Since much like most things, this isn't a shot on you, but Fat Boy doesn't go to anything.
I was very surprised that you went, to be honest, because I thought you had other stuff going on.
So was I. I rolled up, and there he was.
That's cool, though.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm a man of mystery.
It was a pleasant surprise to see you there.
So, here's... I'll just be completely transparent with everybody. So, when those things... when you get nominated for those things, you then... it's very odd. And it could be the same thing with, like, you know, music and all this stuff. But also, I did not realize this, that it was TV and radio. So there was like TV people there too.
Oh, sweet. You see some TV anchors?
Some TV folks. I should have freaking, it was hosted by, I hope I'm not saying the last name wrong. Is it Ava Bratz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's really
from,
nice.
From
Access Carolina.
Yes. She was hosting it. And, but yeah, so. I did not.
That's when we marked out the TV people. I'd ask them so much like Chris Farley type moments.
So you know when you're
really
watching
have that
the
much time too though.
You know when you're watching the Grammys and they say, and now song of the year, it's Espresso, and they play like.
Oh yeah, a little clip.
A little clip of it. So when that starts, I'm sitting there and I look at Paige and I'm like,
you were nervous.
Who put this together? Oh, my God. I just realized who put this together.
Who puts it together every year.
Who puts it together every year. Yep. Fat Boy just a very, I don't want to say.
It's something that should not occupy a ton of time.
Apparently.
I'll self-admittedly say that.
Right. And.
Because you get restricted on what you can use.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do. So as it starts to click in and I hear some of these other, you know, TV spots and all these stuff, and I'm like, Paige, what is going to play? And she's like, I don't know.
She's probably eating.
Shut up, talking about
my name. They had good food. Dude, they had shrimp and grits and brisket and what's the other thing? Crab cakes.
Got the hotel.
Oh, it was like a conference. It's like a place just for award shows only. I don't know.
Did you dress up like a fapper man, whatever they call them?
No.
Neither one of us did.
No.
You got to be at the fapper theme.
I wore a suit. That was it. So.
20s fapper.
It's coming up. And now it's time. The moment you've been waiting for. I'm like, yeah, because it's last and I can leave. The moment you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And then it plays and I'm like.
Oh, my God.
It starts off with the Rise Guys, 93.3. And it's, you know, all through the little bells and whistles. And then it's like, plays the little thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Of all the great things. The
moment of anticipation.
Not, and I'm not speaking poorly. But like of all the things like, we've done over the past 12 months that would have earned this.
That. You picked that.
Fat Boy since what, 5 minutes?
It's got to be 5 minutes.
5 minutes. And then they will, like on like I was saying with the Grammys or whatever, they don't start at the beginning of the song. They just pick it up maybe in the chorus or somewhere random. So all of a sudden, and now for best radio show in the state of South Carolina, The Rise Guy. And then a call from Party Man Dan.
And then I had like a cardboard piece duct taped above it. Like, because my cat, I had a cat at the time.
What was the
and
kid?
Anyway, someone. Well, the cat was getting out of the.
Drinking water from the leaking air.
Oh, my God.
He was coming in and out of the house through that little cardboard.
Dang, dude! So, why didn't you get a squirrel in that sucker?
So someone just like randomly just like ripped the cardboard off, took my air conditioning unit, put it down on the couch that I have over here for guests whenever, and came in.
You have a
and
couch for took, guests.
You love that. He's the only one laughing in the room.
I've heard it already. I
oh
mean,
my
like,
God.
I was just sitting there with...
Mortified.
And what's crazy is, like, no light, like, appears above you, but you feel it. Like, because...
Everybody's looking
at you because there's no... With TV That's people, there's funny. A TV screen.
Oh, yeah.
But for radio, it just shows your picture on there, which... Oh, it's them at table 9 there. And
oh,
then,
my
so everybody's kind of looking at you, and then it starts playing. I'm like, avoid eye contact.
You probably got Mark Whiteman and Carol Clark looking at you,
I'm
pointing.
Like, oh, my God. In
we
a minute.
Had to go up there.
Chris Justice is going to come over here in a minute and check and make sure that this guy is okay. And
Amy Wood's probably pointing at you.
Fine. She was probably laying on the floor at that point.
Crabtree's doing the two fingers and the tongue laughing.
And then I'm like, God, please don't get into the part where his neighbor came over and offered to.
No.
You know, fillet him
it
for
did not go that far.
A place to stay that
Did
night.
You have to go up and accept it?
Yeah.
We did.
Did you have to make a speech?
No.
No, nobody did.
I thought the boss would have, let me go up here and grab
no,
this.
No, but I was great because there was this one woman who was a little, she was in TV. So every time Fox Carolina would win something, she would stand up and hug everybody. Paige even said, is it part of the prize you get to hug this lady? So somebody must have told her to stop doing it because it was slowing everything down. So you have to walk past this lady in this short green glittery dress. Very nice legs.
Yeah.
So I get right there at the corner. I was like, I don't get a hug for winning. And that, she stood up and I hugged her right there. And people popped for that.
Popped the leg up.
Yeah, it was good.
It's silly.
This one lady fell out of her shoes going across the stage. It was great. The heel caught right in the separation of the thing, and she just stepped right out of her shoe. It was fun.
It was
but
a fun
God, man.
We owe this award to Party Man Dan because
you,
his
Party
call
man Dan.
About his air conditioning unit and his couch for guests.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That did it right there.
Thanks, Party Man.
And see, you laughed hysterically when that played.
It's funny.
There's
a cat's coming in through where the air hole is supposed to be.
You would have enjoyed it.
I would have laughed like
that
hell.
That honor after hearing that.
Well, I got a topic for next year. You wait till let's see what I put in there next year.
Well, you don't get
dildo.
Your flapper stuff together.
We're going to talk about.
It's going to be different.
We're going to talk about dildos in the WNBA, and then Paige is going to ask, how many have they done now?
No, but it's like, it seems like more than just two.
Right.
Maybe
two
I'm
once.
Thinking of the football.
They should do it as a stadium giveaway.
Did anybody do the fapper theme?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be
yeah,
a 20s fapper girl.
I just couldn't have gone from where I was before in a flapper dress to that, you know.
The T-bar?
There was some, but even the boss didn't. I was like, see, if you didn't dress up, I know I ain't going to dress up. I ain't going to spend money to put on a costume to go get an award.
I ain't doing it.
I mean, I thought everybody looked really nice.
Hell, I did.
I liked the men in the tuxedos.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, see, those guys right there are wearing, like, arrows pointing, like, hey, look at me, look at me. I'm wearing a tuxedo.
I thought they looked nice.
She's hugging everybody. That's great.
Those were also, like, TV people, though, so they probably own tuxedos.
They really do. They got to dress nice every day.
I got to call Genghis.
Oh, they got a deal.
Genghis Khan. He gets me all my tuxedos.
They got a group
deal. His girl clothes. He ain't got much else going on.
Oh, man. And it also taught me this, like, and I know some of you probably think the same about me, like, nerd. But, God, radio people are nerds. Like, oh, what goofballs.
Yeah.
Just goobers. Really are.
Just me? Or
no, I'm, you know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other tables of radio people. Just
all like, from all around the state?
Yeah, man. No, there's this one guy. I can't remember his name. I got to shout him out, though. He's been doing.
Oh, man, he was amazing.
You know, the, not the Quiet Storm, but. You know, the guy who talks really deep and he does soul music. And he's been doing this show since 1979 in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes.
And
what
he
a,
won like
a voice.
The Lifetime Achievement Award. And he gets up there and.
Thank you all.
Yeah, I mean, his voice is like melting.
It reminded
butter.
Me of Barry White.
Oh, he's got like a Frankie Crocker.
Trying to cut a spot, Tony.
Yes.
I appreciate this award.
We're going to keep making your Saturday nights very special here in Queen City. I mean, the capital city.
Capital city. About to have sex with all these ladies in this room right now. Come here. Let me get a dollar.
Share your room keys with me.
Put them in a bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to knock all y'all out before I leave.
It was cool, though. I mean, it was cool.
It's a keep sweat.
It was a weird thing. And also... what was the music that played? Do you remember? They play some walk up music, and they've been playing like some stupid stuff.
There was an odd
probably
one
AC/DC.
With one girl that didn't seem like she. What was that?
I ain't saying it was. They it were. Was
well, just hey, what do you mean? Weird. Like the song was odd or the name?
The
or
song didn't fit the person at all.
Oh, what was it? You gotta tell me what it was.
I'll tell you off the air because it was a local.
It was
totally random, but you shouldn't have played that song.
Matt turns to me and says, "Why are they playing that song?" And I was like, "I don't know. I think."
And then I started to worry, like, "What are they going to play for us?"
I know.
Like,
me so horny,
me so horny, or
me so hungry. They should have played that.
They're going to play the FAP song when we go up there.
Oh my gosh!
I should.
I don't even remember what they played for us. Probably nothing exciting.
Probably this one here.
Yeah, it was this one.
It go to break.
Yeah, it was the go to break thing.
Appropriate.
I figured Dan would call then.
Oh.
I really did.
He's probably taking his uncle to get drugs. Or
he's like, I'm famous, so I don't need to call them.
It's like, I don't get up till 9 o'clock, guys.
Couch has for his guest.
Boy, did we say something wrong? Why are the phones ringing so much right now? Are those calls of congratulations?
It's got to be.
Or we said a cuss word that got over.
Uh-oh. Or people can't believe we won, one or the other.
Well, that one.
We'll
that
answer part. All these calls live next. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
That's fun, isn't it?
Really is. God, man, I could put that on a resume, but I don't need a resume now. So,
you know,
hush your mouth.
The other great
don't
thing,
jinx us.
Or funny thing is, see, Paige was taking someone with her. With her plus one.
Uh-huh.
And I said...
Oh, yeah.
So, honestly, and you know, and people say bull crap, but like, y'all tell them, like, it's just not my cup of tea to go to those things. It's just not. I appreciate it and stuff, and it's not like a cooler than the room thing. It's just, I don't like, and you're going to laugh. You go roll your eyes. I don't like the spotlight. I don't. I just don't.
I get it, man.
I like to observe. I don't like to be the, it's just odd for me. So anyway, I went by myself I drove down there by myself, and driving back sucked.
Oh, it
was pouring rain and everything.
Going to that town for anything is awful.
Yeah, and then, it was in Columbia. And so Paige ended up going by herself alone. And I was like, well, hell, we should have rode together.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to take that person.
Mm-mm. No, uh-huh. No, she didn't. Paige got stood up.
You got stood up?
No, she had an emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, like you at that time of the month.
No.
Diarrhea.
Something happened to a family member.
Okay. So don't say anything else.
Yeah. God, I feel bad for suggesting that she had a heavy flow at the unfortunate time.
No.
I apologize.
She would have been there because she's you know, my ride or die.
So Paige had to go separate. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least she didn't take anybody people didn't like. So there's that too.
No.
Well, I was thinking like, you know what would have been good if I had brought my mom with me to this. But then I was like, her sitting there listening to that audio of Party Man Dan playing. You didn't play none of my part. Like, I was just hearing the whole conversation in my head on the way home. Weird. All right, let's get a hold of some of these calls here because they started ringing. Like, I like to think that no matter what we're talking about, people are listening intently. But when you're talking about something that's kind of somewhat trivial and all of a sudden the phones start going crazy, you're like, uh-oh, you know, Paige cussed again or something on the radio.
She slipped one in.
They're calling to tell us. Let's, Fab, will you choose? You've talked to these people. Where should we go first?
So you know Anonymous goes to the front of the line, right?
Anonymous, good morning.
Yeah, hello?
Hey. How you doing? Yeah. Sorry.
I'm good.
You're on right now. Yes, sir. No, we're good.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I've been waiting. No, wait. Y'all doing good?
Yeah, okay. Man.
Yeah, we just won an award.
We just made your award winners. That's it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
All right, so what's going on for real, though? If you're anonymous, it's got to mean
Well, first of all, thanks for taking the call. Okay, I don't want to give my name. That's I'm anonymous.
Okay.
But I also don't want to say the name of my church either, right?
Oh, wow.
Because I'm calling because, I'm thinking about leaving the church, my church, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought I'd say that, but...
Is it the message, the people? Why do you want to leave?
Well, what's going on? No. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I love my church. I do. Been going there for years, but I don't know. The community's been good to me and my family. Everything like that's great. It's not the church itself.
Yeah.
It's the preacher. I don't know. I just don't think he's right for me anymore, I guess.
Has he, I've noticed this. Has he maybe gotten with the times or maybe changed the messaging to maybe make it fit a larger audience or something? Like, what changed about it?
Well, I mean, no, not really that. It's more of a person. Well, listen, it's a bunch of little things. I don't know. It was kind of built up. But, here's one maybe I sound old-fashioned, I guess, but the guy's getting, like a little too intimate with the women in the church. I mean, as I said, I might be old-fashioned, but like he kisses them on the cheek when he greets them on every Sunday, you know, mm-hmm. goes up and you know what, it always seems to be the same few ladies.
Oh.
I don't know. That just don't sit right with me. I don't think it's professional. It ain't. I don't. It's not appropriate for sure. I don't think it's professional either.
It is a little.
I don't know. Am I being silly? I don't know. It just kind of bothers me.
It's a little too close. I mean, it's. I don't want to say handsy, but I mean, like current climate
warrior.
Yeah,
right.
It's a little too. You know.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, particularly climate. Anyway, I just think he's changed, man. I don't know. Ever since. Okay, here's what happened. All right. He got some attention on the social media stuff. I mean, the TikTok thing, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of sermons of his went, what's it called, a viral? Is that what it's called?
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. So, it's, I mean, he's gone viral, all right. And now he's, like, trying to be, I don't know, celebrity more than a pastor. And he's always talking about his followers, bragging about, you know, who messaged him, and he messaged back, and what podcast he's going to be on. And he even mentioned, all right, this really got to me. He mentioned a brand collab in a sermon last month, all right? I'm sitting there trying to get, you know, fed spiritually, and he's I don't know, he's promoting beard oil. It just
all right, you're
wrong,
totally
you know?
Messing with me now. You're totally messing with me now.
No, no.
Okay, hold on. Hang on a second. Hold on 1 second, if you could, sir. Is this going to turn into a joke on me or something? Because he said what he said there?
No, it's really not. Like, I didn't know he was going to. That's definitely a surprise. But, you know, talking about brand collabs and freaking.
That's odd.
Bringing other people in. Like, that's hit everything these days.
Well,
even the pulpits.
See, I thought what he was going to say about the followers, like, you know, his followers, the preacher, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
You know, it's.
He's kissing the women, dude.
They're following him because of God. Like, he's.
Yeah, it's
his
like a
followers.
False prophet.
He's like freaking Richard Dawson's what he's like. He's going
it's
around
like
switching.
When the people that we were nominated against for the Radio Show of the Year award, which we won, by the way. And, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be press released or not, but
God, it should be.
And I'm like, you know, Paige, we really did deserve this because you got these bozos over here talking about, no offense, but politics. Mm-hmm. So you've got something all the time. No matter if your guy won or lost, you've always got something. The sports dingbats who have always got something. Nice. Win or lose, football, always
yeah.
got something.
Football's yeah. about to kick up too.
Ding dongs down here play 8-10 songs an hour.
Yep.
They ain't really talking. And then what are we doing? We sitting here listening to, you know, people getting mad about the preachers and stuff and talk a lot. And
only find this guy another church.
Yeah. So we did deserve this little Christmas ornament thing.
We probably each deserved one, to be honest with you.
I agree with that.
I want mine.
I'm going to go to Coward after the show and get two more made.
It looks pretty in the light over
there. I'm going to get three more made, one for Party Man Dan.
Yeah,
I dang, I get one.
All right,
thank you.
Well, people are guessing what this guy's church is. I don't know the name of his church, but I don't think that...
I just want to know how much he's asking the people to...
I want to know what kind
tithe.
Of car he drives.
What is that, Tide?
Oh, yeah, that's
tithe.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? How much?
You can't spell tithe without three letters that I love. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. I was talking about the bird, by the way, not your breast.
Boy.
Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Boy, getting it. I tell you, that's why it's... If there was ever a world where there was no dissension or people disagreeing, there would not be this job.
No, there wouldn't be. And you got people in here trying to guess where he goes to church, too.
They're trying to guess where he goes to church.
Yeah.
People already pre-guessing what kind of car he drives. And also people, and I agree with this point, even though it kind of goes against what I said. I was wanting to know what kind of car he drives. And the guy, someone, I was going to say guy, maybe a woman, says... maybe the Lord's been good to him and given him a good car. That doesn't mean that he's doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Why does what someone drives say what they do in the community?
It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's going to make news. How many times we've heard about certain, you know, preachers based on what they drive?
Yeah, but...
Like, it's always a highlight.
Well, yeah. You know, oh, the ones who have, like, the documentary crew that travel around with them everywhere they go. It's like, man...
What's your money paid for that car?
I know. Well, I mean, all right, let's bring Anonymous back. He's thinking of leaving his church because his preacher is getting very viral on TikTok and just acting different, and he's talking about brand collaborations. I thought you were messing with me there when you mentioned what you mentioned, and since you mentioned what you mentioned, don't mention it again. It's your competitor.
Mentioned it.
So,
well, okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm weird like that. They won't let me talk about it. So it's gone from like his ministry to like just marketing now. And I asked also before we went to break what kind of car he drives. I don't know if you want to say or not, but that really interests me.
Well, I don't know. Can I say the brand of the car?
Yeah.
It's from Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz, you know. And I think it's new. And, you know, it's not just he's
that's
got
tough,
other stuff,
man.
Too. I mean,
that's tough right
you
there.
Know what? You know those fancy... those sneakers with the big heel things. I guess they're really hip now.
The what?
Anyway, he's wearing these fancy tennis shoe sneaker things.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure what they're called.
Oh, yeah, Paige. Dude, I saw another thing I noticed at the Radio Awards is like, dudes don't wear suits and dress shoes anymore. They have to wear like those dress shoes that are tennis shoes on the bottom, or they all wear like Skecher looking stupid shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's okay. Something I know exactly what you're saying. And so he's up there trying to like be, you know, hip.
Well,
in your opinion,
I don't know what he's trying to be. I mean, I want a shepherd, right? I don't want somebody pitching me stuff and then, you know, looking all sharp. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm being silly.
You're being honest. Yeah.
You got legit arguments, but I mean, would this be enough to leave a church? It's got to be something else, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe this is all it is.
Maybe it's just cheek kisses and TikTok.
Yeah, really.
And there's
Mercedes. Well, there's that. And, it, you know, as I said, it might be old-fashioned. That bothers me. But listen, here's the main thing. This is why I kind of want to stay anonymous.
Well, there's
mostly.
More.
Well, there is
well
more.
Yeah, listen. All right. A few months back, right? I mean, listen, I'm having a real, having a tough time in my marriage, all right? Okay. And I go to him. You know, like you do for some,
sure.
You know, I went privately to him. And they told him, you know, what was going on. And then that my wife and I may not make it. And I just wanted some guidance, you know, from some prayer.
Yeah.
That's what pastors are for, right?
Yeah, that's why they're there. Oh, no.
But, no, listen, I mean, not long after that, I start hearing from folks, heard you and your wife on Dingo, you're doing so good, or y'all working things out. And it's people who should have known, all right?
Yeah.
And I never told a soul except him.
They should keep it private.
I ain't saying he got up and announced it at the church in the sermon or something,
right.
But it got out somehow.
Yeah.
And I only told the one person.
Maybe her, though.
I mean, you know, you do the math. I mean, yeah. I just think that's wrong. I don't know what. That's what really got to me initially. I mean,
I can hear it in your voice, dude.
Yeah.
You sound hurt.
You do.
That's a serious breach for sure.
Well,
I mean, the other stuff bothered me too. Don't get me wrong, but this really like kind of sent me over the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, you trust the guys. You're supposed to keep that private. That's a breach.
Of course. I mean, it's like a doctor-patient thing, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Or lawyer.
And now you're in church probably like thinking he's told everybody, or I mean it really only takes telling one. Maybe he told the deacon or the, you know, the assistant pastor.
Every Sunday I'm feeling like, you know,
the gym pastor.
I'm feeling like folks are maybe I'm just paranoid, but I just think everybody's looking at me sideways and I feel judged and instead of supported, you know. And it's just kind of killing me. I love that church. I really do.
Yeah.
But I can't sit under someone that I don't trust no more.
So are you leaning toward like finding a new church, or are you just hoping or wanting this preacher to just change back the way he was, turn it around?
Oh, gee, man, I don't know. That's the problem.
You went there your whole life, I guess?
I don't want to uproot my life, you know, my family's life. I mean, we've been going to that church for, I've been going there a long time. I love it, like I said, but.
You know, Matt can speak.
I don't want to be there feeling paranoid and bitter every Sunday.
Right.
And Matt can speak with us better.
I don't know. I don't know why I've been called. I'm just wanting.
No, I'm glad you did.
It's valid, man.
You know what? Maybe I just needed to say it out loud. I don't know. I mean, it feels kind of good saying it out loud, but I'm not sure what to do, but that's where I'm at.
Matt grew up in the church. Like, he's probably seen people leave for a lot less.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this is far different here, where you already had your misnomers and now. The kissing on the cheek thing, I can look past that. Because, you know, maybe, like, why kiss some, why kiss others? I don't know, but if the women aren't complaining, their husbands aren't complaining, I guess there's no issue. The car, it's, to me, like, even if he's successful, like, in other ventures, a preacher doesn't drive a Mercedes. My own opinion. Just own opinion.
I agree.
My own opinion. You drive what you want to do. But if now the only other thing here, Anonymous, is that you got to also, there's two people involved in this dance. That's your wife.
Yeah.
How do we know she didn't say something to one of the ladies at church and then it went forward that way? I'm not trying to make you more paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that's the other thing, too. Might not be the preacher that said something. It could have been your wife said something.
Or maybe someone overheard it and then it got around.
Maybe someone bugged the preacher's office. I mean, who knows?
How would he find out, though? The preacher wouldn't have copped to it, and his wife might be offended if he even brings it up.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, for
yeah,
real.
I don't know. Yeah, I never. I mean, I thought. I don't know. I thought about that, but I don't know. I just. Yeah. Maybe I'm just looking for ways not to like him anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, look, I want to get you. I want to get you back on this week, because there's. I don't know. Something about this is.
There's another thing.
There's
something else.
Yeah, I'm not like trying to make you be even more paranoid, but like, I'm gonna flat out ask you: do you think something in the preacher and your wife?
Oh no, no, okay. No! I didn't even think about
it. Okay, because that's where I thought it was going. That's where I thought it was going.
Thanks for putting that in my mind.
No. Okay, you're laughing though. Okay. We're gonna write down your phone number and call you after the show or something and get you back on tomorrow, Wednesday, whenever it works for your schedule. Okay, all right.
I guess so. I mean,
if you're cool with it, absolutely. Yeah, Fat Boy brought up something there, and I've seen this happen a million times. You know, my mama worked at the church, so I got to see that side of, you know, in the congregation, and then I got to see behind the scenes stuff, and it was a mess, and we had to leave our church one time because of what the preacher did to me, and it wasn't sexual or anything. He stole from me.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, stole my baseball card collection.
That is so.
That is crazy.
You both had valid reasons to leave.
Yeah,
being anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Good luck to you, sir. We got this. The number's on the caller ID here, so we will get back in touch with you. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you for listening.
We'll see what happens. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Radio show of the year. Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Have a good morning. Damn, man.
I'd like to find out who his preacher is and talk to him.
Wow. Okay. So many different things with that. Like, did you not think, though, that when he says, well, there's more to this, and then my wife, and I'm like, God, the preacher and the wife. It started kissing on the cheek, now nibbling on the neck, and what do you know?
Man, I was hoping not, but I feel like if you ask, maybe there'll be something there. You just hope there's not.
Yeah.
And then when he said, well, I'm like, oh.
But you also know that, like, at the church, like, there are cliques, and there's the...
True.
Whether they want it that way or not, the preacher does have that inner circle of friends that they go out to lunch with, and, you know, they go on vacations together, and it's a tricky thing, man. It's like being the boss.
They become little mini celebrities in the congregation.
I just want to know if the preacher's married. That would make a difference to me.
I think in the South they have to be, don't they?
Do
you have to be?
I don't know.
If he's a swinging single preacher, then we got a
probably
problem.
Probably lives in Simpsonville. Oh, okay.
Are there single preachers?
No.
Widowers.
I don't know if I'd widowed. Okay. That's different. I don't know if I'd want a single preacher there.
Why, though?
He's going to minister to you about relationships. He can't even keep one.
I agree with that. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
See,
that's why I like the older ones or the better ones, because they've
it's like having a fat trainer. Like, come on.
I mean,
if I tell you to work out, what do you
get? I had that one time.
What my preacher told us in counseling, I was shocked, but it was the honest God's truth.
Well, I'm not going to ask.
No, it's about sex.
Well, I'm going to ask then.
Yeah.
What did he tell you? Let him do it there every once in a while?
He says you have to be.
You won't
fair.
Get pregnant that way.
No, you can't. You can't, like, hold that against him. You know, like. You know how some people do, I'll do this for you if you do that for me? That's not good for your marriage.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something like tips, like, you know, like squeeze them together more.
Yes. If he told us, if you're intimate, it will help your marriage, you know? And he's right.
Go commando more.
Have the emissions of a donkey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not talking about the back end.
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Yeah. All right. Man, he was crying. He absolutely was. Not, and I'm not saying this for him to hear this, but that guy's very, very, very emotional. And it, like, you can tell he loves his wife.
Yeah.
Really does.
That's rough.
When a man loves a woman.
Okay. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This may gross you out, but some people go 5 days without doing this.
Oh, God. There we go with that.
It's going to be wiping.
All
right.
Enough said. Headlines next to make you sick. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.